This is KCUR 89.3. Many teenagers seek out jobs, often for the first time in the summer. Writer and novelist Thomas Fox Averill was 16 when he started his first job on the grounds crew at Mount Hope Cemetery in Topeka, Kansas. Averill told New Letters on the Air host Angela Elam that those summers in the cemetery shaped his life and taught him to just do the work.
For me, at least, writing is all about working. It's working really hard. It's also work that oftentimes people don't really see. Getting up and writing every day, it's like cooking. It's like mowing the yard. It doesn't mean you're ever done. You know, you're never finished with anything. The grass grows back again, you know, and you have to cook the next meal. And so
Which shows up in your novel, too, A Carol Dickens Christmas. Yeah. You have to rake the leaves all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And so I came up with these sort of lessons that I had learned to pass along. Everything from just attention to detail to being edited, being criticized, being made sharper, all the way up to genuine stories that happened in the cemetery in Topeka, Kansas. And it has that Topeka, Kansas connection, but it also has that point that stories and literature, writing, come out of every single place, every single person, every single culture.
That's exactly right. That's so true. Well, let's have you read a piece of that.
I'll read a little piece about making things. This is a little section from it called Rainy Day Vaults. And vaults are those cement monstrosities in which coffins rest. Every time it rained, we stayed in the barn and poured concrete vaults. This was a tedious process. We had to bolt the forms together. We had to heat tallow, brush the liquid onto those metal forms. We had to bend wire to the shape of the bottom, sides, and curved top. We had to start up the cement mixers and fill them with the right proportions of cement, sand, gravel, and water to the consistency of thick paste, not so thin they'd take forever to dry, not so thick as to leave flaws like bubbles or poorly mixed concrete. Pouring vaults was a rainy day job that none of us boys cared a lot about. But one employee, Randall, cared about these vaults a great deal, and he was not happy with boy help. He railed against our slipshod tallowing of the forms. He couldn't believe that we had no memory for the proportions of cement, gravel, sand, and water. And once he reminded us of how many shovels of each dry ingredient, he hated us for our inconsistency in how much we'd scoop into a shovel. "You call that a shovelful?" he'd yell. Sometimes he'd seize the shovel from one of us and say, "Watch a man do this work." And he'd fill a mixer quickly, scoop after mounted scoop, until he had a perfect mix. We learned to underfunction so that he'd overfunction, in part because it was hard to please him anyway. So we were lazy, and we didn't have our hearts in it, and our slow learning seemed like a trick we played again and again on Randall. That's how I saw it then, anyway. Now, I admire Randall. I admire anyone who really cares about the process of making anything. I admire attention to detail. I admire the practice that keeps anyone from making mistakes over and over. I admire exactness and the quest for perfection, even if that perfection will be buried in the ground and never seen again. In many ways, writing is the same process as making vaults. You assemble the form, then grease it in anticipation of having filled it with something. You let it cure and mature, then you loosen the form and let it free, still intact, still whole, but standing on its own. I love it when a story or a novel stands there by itself, and nobody can tell how hard I've worked, and it's ready to do its work. Randall's example taught me a lot about the care it takes to do that as a writer.
That's just a piece of 13 Weeks at Mount Hope, Writing Lessons from the Cemetery by Thomas Fox Averill, and it's published in New Letters magazine.
Angela Elam, the host of New Letters on the Air, spoke with Thomas Fox Averill, a professor of English at Washburn University in Topeka. His essay was published in New Letters magazine in 2014.